You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers signed 17 bills and vetoed 5. Savannah Tome Olson breaks them down.
There's now a new certification for advanced practice nurses that makes it easier for them to practice on their own. About 8,000 nurses in Wisconsin could qualify under this new law, and advocates say that could increase healthcare access. Also in healthcare, patients can no longer be given pelvic exams for educational reasons without their consent while they're under anesthesia. That law was sparked by a Madison woman who began advocating for the measure after learning it happened to her. Another new law clarifies that people renting spots at campgrounds are not tenants, so landlord and tenant laws do not apply. That can make it easier for law enforcement to remove people from a campground. Another new law increases the penalties for purposely damaging telephone or cable infrastructure. It's now a felony instead of a misdemeanor. Now let's get to the vetoes. The most notable, Evers vetoed that bill that would have given drivers for services like DoorDash and Uber access to portable benefits accounts to save for retirement and sick time. Evers says he vetoed it because it also classified these drivers as independent contractors, which would have prevented them from unionizing. According to WisPolitics, DoorDash in particular spent more than $1 million here in Wisconsin in just 6 months lobbying to get this bill passed. Republicans who authored it say Evers is telling gig workers they don't matter. Evers says he didn't sign on because it would have also excluded those workers from minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and workers' compensation. He also vetoed a bill that had to do with revoking probation and another that would create a whole separate court for business cases in the state of Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
When record-breaking storms hit over the weekend, Milwaukee firefighters had to completely rethink how they worked. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky appeared yesterday on the Maggie Dawn Show and talked about their response.
We switched our entire mode of communicating and deployment because we know with these things it is going to be a numbers game. For instance, whereas somebody may just occasionally call 911 because they or somebody they observe is having an emergency, in these situations we know an entire city block or neighborhood or neighborhoods are going to be impacted and are going to be calling. Instead of the normal one-off model where we jog out and you know go sort out the problem, we go to a task force model so that we group our some of our resources together and they become the sole responders for some of the non-life critical responses. This keeps the rest of our resources available for the life critical.
Chief Lipsky said between Saturday night and early Sunday morning, crews answered more than 600 calls for water rescues, medical emergencies, fires, and more. Lipsky said that pace is unheard of. Going forward, the chief gave a tip to those looking for help.
I want to just point out we have 211 active, and 211 is going to allow for a much more comprehensive conversation about your specific resource needs. Like, you need housing, you need food, you need, hey, can I go back in my house and get my medication? I don't even want to call them weird questions. They're just the reality of life after an emergency.
Governor Tony Evers toured flood-damaged areas yesterday and also declared a state of emergency. In a statement, he said the state is committed to providing every available resource to help impacted residents and to protect critical infrastructure.
That's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles reporting from the Milwaukee area. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
The Badgers quarterback injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers' new starting quarterback had to exit yesterday's training camp practice. Billy Edwards met later with reporters.
Yeah, I just clicked knees a little bit, so obviously as a 23-year-old, I guess maybe a little bit hit on the knee hurts a little more than when I was 18 in college, so just a little bruise. But, I mean, I felt a lot good, was running there at the end of practice, so it was good competitive period, so it happens, but I feel fine. So
NFL, the Packers holding practice sessions open to the public today before packing their bags for Indianapolis and a joint practice Thursday with the Colts. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 7-1 thanks to 36-year-old left-hander Jose Quintana, who allowed just one run in six innings pitched.
Quintana's going to go out and pitch like he did tonight, giving us six innings in a big event, knowing that the bullpen was stretched this weekend, and Quintana was great. Anderson was great. Shelby Miller, whew, that was really good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a horror thriller that led the way at the box office this past weekend. Director Zach Cregger's Weapons pulled in $42.5 million at the domestic box office to lead the way. The film, starring Josh Brolin, received rave reviews. In second place was Freakier Friday, which performed well with $29 million. It was also a great movie weekend at the Schwabba House, resulting in a couple of Pete's picks. Here's one for now. 40 Acres is a great action sci-fi film that you can rent to stream. Recently on Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas talked about how much he liked the film and gave it a glowing review, which reflected many other reviews, resulting in a 90% favorable critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. The film tells the story of a family living on a farm following plagues and wars where food and crops are precious, forcing a family to fight off cannibals to survive. Grim but uplifting and tons of well-done action. The new version of War of the Worlds is yet another take on the H.G. Wells novel, which has been turned into a film three times now, at least at the studio level. The original film in 1953 currently rates an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Steven Spielberg Tom Cruise remake in 2005 received a 76% fresh rating, and while not perfect, it was an exciting film. The new version starring Ice Cube is getting only a 3% favorable rating, which could mean the one critic who liked it hit the wrong button, forgot to carry a one, misspelled a word, etc. One critic called it a cinematic atrocity for the ages. Another says H.G. Wells is probably turning in his grave, and finally, it's irredeemably bad, even for a pandemic movie. If you want to check it out, you can catch it on Amazon Prime. But just to reiterate, 3%. That's better than a movie you've never made. A performance in one movie should not theoretically affect critical praise for a performance in another film. But show business is an imperfect science. In last week's Hollywood Beats, I mentioned Eddie Murphy's recent interview with Complex, where he discussed some of his all-time clunker films, which included The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Holy Man, but not the film Norbit, which according to Murphy is not a turkey. Norbit was panned by critics, but Murphy has a soft spot in his heart for it because he wrote it with his brother Charlie. During the interview, it was also revealed Murphy believes that Norbit might have cost him an Oscar for his performance in the film Dreamgirls. Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actor right before Norbit hit the big screens. He thinks, as critics do, that that might have cost him an Oscar, even though the actor-comedian says it should not have. Making matters worse, Norbit took home multiple Razzies, which are the anti-Oscars. I guess trophies are trophies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of showers, maybe an isolated thundershower early on with gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.